You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. In a few moments, the unique relationship between uranium and artificial intelligence. But first,
now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market ended the week lower. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.3% today to 7,788. For more, I spoke with Diane College from Morgans. So, Diane, the market's down today. All round, it's pretty quiet. Why?
Great question, Ricardo. Good to see you again. I think there's no real reason for it to be quiet. We probably didn't get a good read from the US apart from the NASDAQ hitting all-time highs, which I'm sure we'll talk about later on. But the Dow was only up 2 points, so there wasn't a real clear sort of direction from that perspective. I think that we've got the US reporting season coming up starting next week in earnest. So no one really wants to make any clear bets around which way that's going to go. And I think, you know, it's nothing too sinister. I think it's just a Friday. And normally the markets are quiet on a Friday.
Can we talk global interest rates? We know that overnight the ECB left rates on hold, but it did suggest there may be rate cuts and that it's kind of independent of the US Federal Reserve. So whatever the US Federal Reserve does, the ECB will do its own thing, right? There's a lot of talk about rate cuts, though, coming later than expected from the US following those stronger than expected inflation numbers we saw earlier this week. Yet, we saw the technology-based NASDAQ hit a record high in the US overnight. Why? What's the relationship with rate expectations?
I would suggest that, I mean, you are correct. We're still expecting these rate cuts to come through, but we're sort of feeling now that it's going to be later on in the year. And another key indication of why the NASDAQ is performing the way it is because the talk of recession has actually come out of a lot of people's commentary. So no one's actually looking at even a soft landing as a negative. I think so when you've got an index full of growth stocks and we're in a growth phase, that's what's driving in the market. And I know I'm sure you've talked about it a lot, but AI is definitely a key driver there. I think you saw last night Apple announced that they're utilizing their AI in their new Mac computers. So then you see the flow through into NVIDIA, which also was up quite strongly last night because clearly they're going to be the chip makers that are going to be utilized for that process. So when you've got all the big Magnificent Seven firing at the same time, that's driving the market higher. And we're still very positive about it.
What about uranium? I mean, we haven't spoken much about it, but the uranium price and stocks have been a bit of a bright spot lately. What do you know of it and why?
Uranium is a very interesting hot topic at the moment, and you've actually seen a lot of these stocks perform really well. Even today, some of the key players in the sector are up over 6%. And I think there's a number of different reasons behind that. There's been a lot of press around the need, particularly, again, on the back of AI technology, so it was a great segue into uranium, because of the need for the power source to power the computers that are doing all this AI work behind the scenes. So I think you may have seen NextDC, which is one of our key picks in the technology sector, announced yesterday that it was going to do quite a major capital raising to actually fund additional data centers required by this surge in AI technology. And the reason I bring that up is because the boss, Craig Scroggie, came out and said that he's looking at uranium as a key source of energy to power these data centres. So that's one key sort of driver. And then you've also got Dutton and his sort of nuclear plan and his energy transition plan to involve nuclear energy if, you know, that was to sort of transition into power. So when you put those two things together, and they're more very recent articles in the AFR, you sort of see the backdrop to why those stocks are performing really well.
So you've mentioned uranium, you've mentioned AI. Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Right now, again, it's interesting. There's an old adage in in markets called sell in May and go away. So at the moment, I'm actually taking the opportunity to take some off the top, so to speak, and take some profits. Particularly in the banking sector, we've seen that perform exceptionally well over the last 6 months. It's coming up to its reporting season in the at the start of May. So as part of a bit of a risk mitigation strategy, I'm just sort of taking some profits there, despite the dividend that shareholders often enjoy. It's probably still quite poignant to take a little bit of those profits that have been exceptionally strong within the last 6 months. But if I was going to deploy some capital, we're quite positive around the small cap sector of the market and stocks such as NEXTDC, for example, Universal Stores in the retail sector, Beacon Lighting, we also like at that smaller end, Helloworld and a few others are actually looking quite undervalued, which is where you've got to actually see that opportunity.
It's Diane College there from Morgans.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.